This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to look at what Jesus said about our love in John chapters 13 through 17. In chapter 13, verse 1, it says that Jesus had loved his disciples and was about to show the full extent of his love to them. At the end of chapter 17, it says that Jesus prayed for the disciples and all who would believe after them, that they might have the Father's love dwelling in them. When this agape love is within us, our love for Jesus will be shown in our obedience to his command. We'll want to please him, and we will rejoice when he is glorified. The one command Jesus gave his disciples repeatedly in these chapters is that they love one another even as he loved them. He washed their feet, indicating a servant heart. He shared God's truth, indicating a caring heart. He prayed for them, indicating his desire to comfort them and empower them to do his Father's will. He gave his life for them, indicating his concern for their eternal welfare. In these ways, he modeled for them how they were to love one another in tangible ways. Remember the verse I encouraged you to memorize? Listen to John 15:12 again. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Ask God to show you ways you might love your brothers and sisters in Christ in tangible ways. Be willing to serve them or sacrifice for them. Always remember to pray for them. Stand with them and support them in times of need. This more than anything will attract unbelievers to Jesus Christ, according to Jesus' promise in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35.